Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, the blessed night in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed the world with his blessed arrival. Allahu Akbar. The night of the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the clouds of disbelief and oppression disappeared. Allahu Akbar. After the advent of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the king of Kisra, his palace where there were 14 niches, Allahu Akbar, they all collapsed. The fire in the temple, which was there since years and years, it was gone off, it was extinguished, it was gone. So many years, Allahu Akbar, that because of the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it was put off and the Kaaba started to rejoice. Allahu Akbar. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis al-Dahlvi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, indeed the night of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is greater than Laylatul Qadr, because it is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through whom we have received all these nights. We have received the gift of Laylatul Qadr through the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidatuna Bibi Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, I saw the three flags were put, one in the east, one in the west, and one on top of the Holy Kaaba. Jibreel Amine Ghara, Kaabe ki chhat pe janda, ta arsh ura pharera, subhe shabe viladat. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidatuna Bibi Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha has said, when I gave birth to my beloved son Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it was as if he had surma, coal in his eyes. Subhanallah. Not only that, his hair was oiled. Subhanallah. And his navel, the extended part, was cut off itself. Allahu Akbar. This was the level and excellence of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.